Summer is a time of escapism at movie theaters. Winter, a time of Oscar contenders. And the period in between is a time of Halloween scares and, for the last couple of years, Harry Potter. This fall, though, Hollywood has also released a parade of films based more closely than usual on the real world. This week's openings include films about Armenian genocide, neglected musicians, and scandal in the Catholic Church. Bob Mondello says the widely differing ways in which filmmakers have approached these issues are as interesting as the issues themselves.
In telling a real-life story that everyone knows, you have to find a hook, a way to involve the audience as if the story were fresh. That's what prompted the makers of Bloody Sunday, a film about a tragedy in Northern Ireland where almost every detail is in dispute, to make their film look like a documentary. The cameras are handheld, the action keeps exploding from corners of the screen, and you get the definite sensation of being there in 1972, right in the middle of things, where you can see what's happening and maybe puzzle out the answers to questions that have lingered for 30 years. Cinema verite is one approach to real stories, but hardly the only one. Director Adam Egoyan decided to go in the opposite direction in Ararat, making a movie about the making of a movie about the slaughter of a million Armenians. Details that are already historically murky became even murkier when filtered through the devices he uses, on-screen arguments between movie makers and historians, and moments that feel perfectly authentic until the camera pulls back to reveal a film crew watching them. These are time-honored tricks, of course, used even in documentaries these days. In Bowling for Columbine, for instance, a clearly pleased with himself, Michael Moore, delights in doing interviews about America's gun culture in situations that suggest that he himself is in danger of being shot. And the exhilarating new documentary Standing in the Shadows of Motown, about the unsung folks known as the Funk Brothers, who played in the rhythm section behind the Supremes and the Temps, isn't shy about playing with form either. It doesn't just mix music with interviews with musicians, it recreates the scenes that the now much older Funk Brothers are describing, as in this story about the hardworking band's sanity-preserving midnight getaways to a funeral parlor.
So we would just do this on, you know, on many occasions because, as I said, we were cutting 7 days a week. The studio finally found out where we were hanging out. And damn, if Motown didn't send somebody over there from management to knock on the door to find out where we were hiding.
What's that smell?
Just a little embalming fluid.
Earl had had the funeral director trained what to say in the event that someone would come over there.
But I really, really have to go. Well, wait. I want to show you how to use my saw and bone crusher.
We will fall out laughing.
Blurring the lines between fact and fiction is also happening in more conventional fall dramas that use real life as a touchstone. The most popular film in Mexican history, The Crime of Father Amaro, would be little more than an overheated melodrama about corrupt priests, if not for the church condemnation that in a backhanded way has given it credibility. Nor would the Eminem movie 8 Mile have the buzz it does if audiences didn't see it as a fictionalized version of the rapper's real rise to fame. Oddly, although fiction would seem to have all the dramatic advantages, and the stories being told are mostly the sort that could wrest tears from a stone, I've only choked up once this fall, and not at genocide or murderous policemen, or at lives destroyed by priestly arrogance. No, the moment that got to me came at the end of the movie about the Funk Brothers, a moment I shouldn't spoil, but that I will say has everything to do with emerging from the shadows of Motown, and with the power of those flickering shadows on the silver screen. Mere pictures, shadows of reality, but real enough to prompt tears. I'm Bob Mondello.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting.